Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs! Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Sup, nerd? Nerd? Individual? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Well, he's not here. There's that. He's the official AI for Latina, goth, and, well, women in general to send nudes to for sex. He definitely wants to say what's up to your mom and is not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a Spam Masubi. He's the Josh Naylor of Nerd Talk Plus. I stand by that assessment after going to another Mariners game and watching him be a menace. it's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Neola Wanchung Harry Chalama. Can I pet your cat?
Josh Naylor on steals second. Maybe he hits a double. I don't remember. He's on second, and he is behind the pitcher, waving his arms and acting like a real turd. Like, is he stealing signals? Maybe. Is he just being distracting?
More also likely.
Yeah. Like, that one feels more likely to me, but it is hilarious. People do not like it. If he was not on our team, I don't know that I would probably still like it because I'm a softy for a chaotic neutral. So that's exactly what he is. So it's, I need more of it in my life. I'm such a square that it's like helpful to.
I love watching him over at first base when he's trying to pick somebody off. He's like not standing on the bag like traditionally. He's like off.
Yeah.
And then he backs up and like swipes at people and like, everybody gets mad. Everybody's like, why? Why? I think the umpires had to like argue about it the other day.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
He's a real character and we're lucky to have him, man.
And his hat falls off all the time, which is just like how I used to when I used to play. I never had like a hat that fit because I always have the wild, crazy hair.
Yeah.
And just chugging around the bases. That thing is off by the halfway down the first baseline.
Also, he like insists at the soonest possible moment in sliding in the dirt. He like there's not a game I can think of where he has a clean jersey on. It is absolutely wild how much time he spends playing on the beach at a Mariners game. So yeah, pretty great.
Speaking of the beach, are you coming down this weekend?
Yeah, sure. What's the occasion?
Oh, it's Urban Beach Weekend.
Oh, is that happening this weekend? Yeah, for anyone Miami listening, Beach. We're recording this. We're like 2 weeks in the past right now, just so you know. Because we finally, like by accident, because we did a food episode, whatever that was called, the mukbang episode, we got a week ahead, and we're always like 3 or 4 days ahead, but now we're like 10 days ahead. And so some of the references we make are going to be dated by the time they come out, but that's fine. I think that's okay. I'm real burpy. I'm drinking a White Claw because that's the type of person I am.
White Claws.
They're only 100 calories, so it's pretty, I talk about how I'm fatter than I want to be, at least. And then I'm trying to get people to spend time with me naked, and I have a lot of body.
I'll spend time with you naked, buddy.
Yeah, I not you.
Garbage.
Him, maybe, but no.
Damn it.
So I want to be in Florida for Memorial Day weekend. That sounds awesome. I wish I could. I guess I could look into tickets. I really don't have any obligations.
It'd be insane. If you did, I'm getting a hotel like right on the beach, and we're going to have all the strippers.
Well, I don't want strippers. That's not what I just want giggles. Can we just have giggles?
Well, we can have giggles.
Yeah. That's, I don't,
and
strippers
guns.
Are a problem. I don't like guns either.
Well, how many times have you fired an AK-47 into the air wildly?
Zero times. That no
that's
one should
why
have
you
that.
Don't like guns.
okay. That's fair. I've fired a 22 caliber rifle before in my life, and like it was like scouts or some crap like that. You know what I mean? It was like something where there was a couple dads and then a bunch of 9-year-olds with guns.
sounds awesome, actually.
I've never said anything better about New Mexico.
Like, I was just about to say that had to be New Mexico.
yeah. I was talking to this lady the other day, and she said that I just get like. Just like in a holding pattern with somebody, and you're just like, okay, I guess we're friends for the next few minutes until the bus train comes or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was saying that she had lived in Mexico, and I was like, oh, I'm from New Mexico. It's like Mexico, but newer and further north.
She's like, no, definitely like, no, not.
You stole that from my people. And I'm like, technically, Texas is responsible for that. But okay, I think that's right. I'm not sure. Who cares? Yeah, so we don't
History
have...
doesn't matter.
We don't have Brandon. He's busy. I don't understand the text, I guess, but I guess he's in a fist fight, like a karate fight with somebody. I don't know. That's that seems awesome. And so he's not here. And then Gravy is busy putting his kids to bed because he's a good dad or whatever.
Abandon your families. Then we'd all have a podcast with everybody.
Can you imagine? That'd be awesome. You guys should abandon your families.
Look at us.
I told this gal that I went out with the other day, I was like, well, currently I'm unencumbered because I can be out socializing. She was like, are you referring to your child as an encumbrance? And I was like, yeah.
Yep.
You know who doesn't like going to the brewery? My 8-year-old. So
yeah,
he's welcome there, I think. But like, it's he's
a real douchebag when he gets to the brewery.
Yeah. And I'm like, just sit down and shut up while I drink and flirt. It's like,
He can't handle his beer.
Yeah, well, he's not allowed any, to be fair, also. I also always just threaten him. I'm like, hey, you want a cup of coffee? He's always like, no! I think I've turned him into, like, not, like, because I offer it so aggressively all the time. Maybe I should do the same with drugs and beer. So he's just like,
hey,
God, I hate you.
Take these drugs. Do this beer. Smoke this cigarette.
Oh, dude, I think if I found out the world was definitely going to end in a week, I think I would definitely start smoking.
Listen, man, we're bringing it back.
I've been all about the fact that since Marlboro imagery started showing up again on people's hats and stuff, like that old like McLaren F1 imagery is showing up everywhere. I'm like, oh, smoking. The Trump administration is bringing smoking back for sure. I'm sure someone can make
fire suits, racing fire suits with like Marlboro on the front. You get Marlboro, I'll get cool.
I want a racing fire suit, obviously. I don't think I need Marlboro, though.
What would you get?
I'm more of a camel guy, thank you.
Yeah. A big old Joe Cool with the shades on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get me. Yeah. So no gravy, no Brandon. I'm guessing one, if not both of them at some point will jump in, especially if we keep spamming the text, instructing them to come in. But it's like weird because I have all these topics that require Brandon's twisted mind to be part of because I just don't want to exclude him. For instance, I'm back on the Gurgurth train again.
Yes.
I did a remeasurement.
I'd like to be on the Gurgurth train.
No, we know. I did a remeasurement because I was disappointed. I don't know if I brought this up on the pod or not, but I did a measurement. I was like, oh, Gurgurth is not accurate.
This was definitely after the pod. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then so I remeasured again, but this time I went to the internet to find out to make sure that I was doing it correctly.
You went to the internet for math?
Well, for this math, if you were trying to like measure your inseam for pants, you got to get it right so that way your pants are the right length. Oh, right?
So you had to ask the question, where do we measure from?
Well, I didn't have to ask that. I looked up something like, I could find it. It's still on my phone, which means my phone is definitely full of viruses. But I was definitely on the Wikipedia.
Your Earth is full of viruses? Don't okay, say that in the pod.
Settle down. All right. Don't say things you can't take back.
Listen, okay, if you here need something, was. I got it.
I ended up on a... I've got to give a little bit of setup for this, right?
No.
Okay. I ended up on the Wikipedia for human penis size.
Oh, cool.
Here it is.
Look at that.
And there's an unhinged part here. Let me show you. There it is.
Oh, wow. Just leave it on there to focus.
I got to tell you.
You're going to have to send me that graphic because
the arrows graphics
are outstanding.
So I got to tell you. This is pretty spot on. I feel like I've been seen. I feel like Wikipedia is really in a simulation.
It's a bunch of, for all the people who have gone to the human penis size Wikipedia page, now, they all feel seen.
For some reason, below it, there's this, and this is insulting. I can't. That's not cool, dog.
That's.
So what happened was I was looking up what is like the, as I'm the only person that has an equal ratio on the show. I was like, what is the normal ratio?
Have we all measured? Do any of us others?
I think literally everybody said no after the first episode of Gurgurth. This is a year ago. The next week we came back and I think everyone said, nope, only Gurg. And that's why we came up with the measurement if you're ratioed, if you're 1-to-1, then you're, that's equal one parts colon length, one.
Colon circumference.
Yeah, circumference. Thank you. That was the name of the episode, I believe, is if you want to go back to circumference. I think that might have been it. It's right around there. Anyway, so I went back to the, and I've decided, I found out what the standard ratio is. It's about a 0.8. So 1 to 0.8 is typically the, is the going ratio.
So like I said the other night, you are a girthy boy.
And so I'm going to be honest with you. First of all, weird. Secondly,
you didn't say that when I said it.
I'm sure I thought it. I'm sure I said, nope. That's not a no.
Yeah.
But okay, well, I'm just going to read the article. Okay.
Great. This is the episode title, Gurg Reads Human Penis Size Wikipedia Page.
Well, at least it's in the notes. Human penis size varies on a number of measures, including length and circumference, when flaccid and erect. Besides the natural variability of human penises in general, there are factors that lead to minor variations in a particular male, such as the level of arousal, the time of day, ambient temperature. Wow. I guess that's if you're in the pool or whatever. I guess that's that. Anxiety level. Wow, that's probably been holding me back my whole life. Physical activity, another strike against me. And frequency of sexual activity. Good God, I'm like Cal Raleigh here, batting below the Mendoza line. This is crazy. I'm sure he's... Never mind. We're going to stop there. Compared to other
bat. That's why they call it Rawlings.
This is important. Compared to other primates, also he's got his number in baseball is my favorite number, and it took me 2 years of watching him to realize that. Literally 2 years of watching him. And I was like, what's Cal Raleigh's number anyway? I looked it up. I was like, what? 29? I love that number. Compared to other primates, including large examples such as the gorilla, the human penis is thickest.
Nice.
Well both done. In absolute terms and relative to the rest of the body.
Wow.
Most human penis growth occurs in two stages. The first between infancy and the age of 5. And then between about 1 year after the onset of puberty and at the latest, approximately 17 years of age. And then there's a diagram showing how to measure the length and circumference of an erect human penis. So I did so, of course. I have a fabric tape measure, and so I did that.
Nice. Can I borrow that?
And I've decided, if I come to Florida this week, I'll bring it, okay?
All right, definitely.
Cool.
You can make sure I'm doing it right.
No. No, thanks. Anyway. I'm just going to send you the... No, that's it's a no. I'm just going to send you this picture so you can figure it out on your own, everybody.
Okay, fine.
Can you turn this into, like, a hot dog? Like, can you do it, like, you know, when people, like, draw cartoons over porn? Can you, like, make this into the equivalent of that?
Should I do it with the purple dildo?
That's a very inside group chat thing. Thank you, everyone, for coming along. Measurements vary, with studies that rely on self-measurement reporting a significantly higher average than those with a health professional measuring. Who goes to the doctor and is like, measure? I got for science. I gotta know if my dong tape is right.
I might pay full price for a doctor visit just to have somebody measure.
I'm gonna bring it up to my doctor next time I go in.
Do it.
I think I will. We're cool. Man,
can I come?
I mean, no. Yeah, I guess so. Not for the measurement part, though. A 2015 systematic review, I'm just steamrolling over you right now,
I know.
Measured by health professionals rather than self-reporting, found an average erect length of 13.12 centimeters.
Wow.
That's about just shy of one-third of a pumpkin.
Nice. Good job.
5.17 inches is the average erect length.
Really?
And average circumference of 4.59. And so let's just do, what was it again? It was 5.17
and divided 4.59.
My search history must be a disaster. Oh, it's the other way around. I need it to be 4.59 divided by 5.17.
It's like these are the things in math. Golden section.
It's 0.88 is the ratio, and so, wow. But when we all decided to do measurements on the show for some reason, because we're really not mature.
Did we even decide, or did it just happened one time, or somebody measured?
No, I'm sure you bullied us into it.
Let's go.
No, I'm sure you bullied us into it, like nicely,
what?
But
no.
Yeah. Someone go back and listen, would you? Anyway, what we found was that I have the golden, the golden girth. Which is basically a 1-to-1 ratio, right?
That should be an award at the end of the MLS season,
or at the end of this, at the end of 2026, someone wins at the Golden Girth. The
Golden Girth. We hand one out annually.
So, gentlemen, if you're listening and you have a cloth tape measure, or if you just have a piece of paper that you can wrap around your wiener, like you can still measure that way too. It's around the shaft, not the head. Okay. And you measure the top from the belly, I guess, like where it connects to the tip. Okay, that's one measurement, and then around the shaft is the other, to find out what that is. And if you let me know if anyone else out there has girth. Question of the week. Question, do you have girth?
Question of the week. Question of the year.
Yeah, it's really,
question of the week of the year.
Of the year. Of the week. That's, yeah, that's it. It's question of the year. It's question of the year.
It's the week.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, that's the one.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, I would love to know. And then so there's a follow-up question that I was going to wait till everyone was here to be able to talk about this. But I want to know, I assume that women are insecure about their bodies in 100 ways more than men are. Although I'm very insecure about my body, just to be clear, like I'm very uncomfortable in my own skin. So I just think, I think that women are just more objectified more often, and they're required to, like, you know, by culture, by our culture, at least, to be, everything is skimpier and, you know, like, and there's more judgment and there's more pressure to be a woman than there is to be a man. I'm sure nobody ever has noticed that I feel overweight, and I've literally never had any. I got a gigantic, disgusting mole removed from my midsection, and then I was, you know, I'd been drinking, and so I texted some of my old girlfriends, and I was like, "Hey, do you remember this mole?" And they're like, "I saw your Instagram post, and yeah. No, I don't remember that." And I'm like, "Really? Wow, this hurts a lot. Why did I do that?"
Developed later in life.
Nope,
it's been there the whole time.
Fact. I showed my coworker, per her request, not as a HR violation.
Hey, check this out.
And she was like, shout outs to Brooker Bean for picking up on this, but she was like, oh goodness. When she saw it, she was like, oh, she's a weirdo. She's into sick stuff, and she like wanted to see it. And then she was like,
oh wow.
You haven't have that looked at. And I did. And they were like, that's fine. And then my doctor this time was like, hey, you cut that off? And she was like, yeah, dude, about time. And I was like, why didn't you say so sooner?
Yeah, right?
She's like, you're nasty. But yeah, so, but I think that the thing that if there was an equivalent thing that women would probably sweat the most, like guys do, locker room type stuff, it's got to be boobs, right?
I mean, there's a lot of different things, man.
Like I'm just trying to think what I'm trying to get at, Siege, is
you're trying to find the equivalent girth.
Yeah, what is the equivalent to girth for women? Is it like average boob size? Is it waist size? Like I imagine in this country that's probably part of it. Like what's the,
I don't know, man. this is where I'm just like, I love all of it.
And oh, I'm not being judgmental by any means.
No.
I'm purely trying to relate better to people that like, I like spend so much time worrying about how awful I feel in my own human body that like, what is it that other people feel awful about in their own human body?
So this is the question of the week of the week.
Of the year.
No, but this one's the question of the week of the week.
Oh,
is,
yeah.
Is what? What makes you feel
as bad as I do inside your own body? Yeah, well,
what makes you feel as bad as Greg in your body?
Yeah, but not me in your body. Right. I mean, that's fine too. I'm not opposed to it, but it's just
if Greg being in your body makes you feel bad.
Oh, right. For sure. That's not even name one person that hasn't been like.
Listen, I talk to a lot of your ex-girlfriends.
Good.
And they all have glowing reviews.
I think if there was a Yelp for how I've handled myself around humans that I've slept with, that I would probably get decent marks. Okay. Not for the quality, but for like the being an okay person. I think that like
that's what we measure. That's when we measure the quality of intimate time is for being a good person.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that not what you were getting Yelp reviews for? just you in general?
Yeah, I'm looking for me as a partner, not as a sex partner.
What do you think your rank would be? How many stars would you have?
As a sex partner?
we can do as a sex partner and just as a life partner.
I'm gonna put this out there. If you've slept with me and you feel comfortable with it, you can message Siege. Okay.
this is question of the decade, of the year, of the week.
This is the big L. Like in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
How much has Greg disappointed you sexually? So anyway, Gagirth is back. Okay, it's back, baby.
Gagirth is back.
And I've decided that if you're within about a quarter inch of Gagirth, that's a gimme. Okay, we're going to count that.
Really? Because yeah, 0.88 is within a quarter inch, right? Yeah.
No.
Because that's... Wait, we have to do math here because 0.12 is...
No, dude, because 0.88 of 5.17, right?
Uh-huh.
Is literally 4.59, which is three quarters of an inch.
I'm not... Man, I don't do math.
I know. That's why I'm handling this. So I'm saying if you're within like a quarter, eighth of an inch because it's fabric that you're measuring with and it's, you know, not...
Yeah, definitely do the fabric. Don't do the paper. Listen, for all the things that I do with like guns and knives and crazy stuff, paper sounds dangerous.
No, it's fine. That was my first
paper
method.
Paper cuts, man.
Well, it's, something's got to bring make me feel alive.
I need to feel something.
Why are you taking this from me, Siege?
Even sad birds fly, Greg.
Now, to finish up the thought... A 1996 study, even sad birds fly. Hold on. Gravy's not here to write stuff down for me. Even sad birds fly.
Come on, Greg.
The Gerg story.
It's the title of your biopic.
Yeah, even sad birds fly. In their awful bodies. A 1996 study of flaccid length found a mean of 8.8 centimeters, which is 3.5 inches when measured by staff.
By staff?
Not by like a wizard staff, but by like a professional health.
Oh, by, gotcha. Yeah. Staff like, at the doctor's office.
I command you, flaccid.
I was going to say, were we getting the dowel rods at like Michael's or something like that?
I mean... You might not be welcome back, but like,
you're just like in the back in the framing department
trying to find the right one with the right girth one. And you're like, well, nope.
Just matching I'm them sorry. All up.
I have to be erect for science.
I have a project due tomorrow. The anxiety is taking its toll.
So, flaccid penis length can sometimes be a poor predictor of erect length. See, each personal question, yes. Are you a grower or a show or and not a shower or a shower?
Oh, I'm a grower.
I think everybody is at least to some degree a grower.
I think it's like 50-50 or something like that. This is where we would need Gravy to use a Google.
Yeah, because I want him to ruin his search history, not mine. this is just a. I feel like this is
the ratio of showers to grow. Wow, it completed it.
It's gonna be like it thinks you say shower. It's like wash your dong.
Yeah, of showers to growers. Let's see. A study by European urologists established, this is from iflscience.com. European urologists established that the following objective criteria: growers, penises that increase in length by more than 56%, greater than or equal to 4 centimeters, 1.5 inches from flaccid to erect. Showers, penises that increase by less than 31%. And then average slash the gray zone. Ooh. 31-56. Wow. So the gray zone is half of men.
Mm-hmm.
Showers are 25% and growers are 25%. It's like literally
This is bad science, right?
Yeah. No, this is IFL science. I trust them.
No, but it's just like, this is not conclusive is what I'm saying, actually. It's like, it's not like, this is just like, it's a spectrum.
Yeah, it's a spectrum. It's a different kind of spectrum.
An adult, this is so unnecessary. I feel like this is just shots fired in this article, this Wikipedia. Men.
Okay, ask men, according to Ask Men, a study done by Men's Health Journal considers that the gray zone is also considered a grower. So, and it comes to roughly 79% of men are growers.
Okay. So, to me, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it just sounds about 50-50 almost.
Yeah. Otherwise, you got that, you know, that like, never mind. I'm not going to try and describe it. Okay, so this seems unnecessary at the end here. What I was going to say is, you know those things that you would get like as a party favor or whatever, and it was like a tube, but you could also put your finger through the tube. And
is it not like the snake thing? Not the Chinese finger cuffs?
No, but it's like a tube full of like liquidy gel stuff. Yeah. And then like, you know.
Oh, yeah, that thing's fun.
For the wrong reasons. But that, to me, is
right.
The guys that aren't growers, I feel like that's what you just walk around with all the time.
Oh, man.
Pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool. Pretty cool. I wonder how much of this accounts for snipped or not snipped.
Oh, yeah.
Next week on Nerd Talk Plus After Dark.
Okay, so this is the last part that is offensive as far as I'm concerned. This did not need to be included. An adult penis that is abnormally small but otherwise normally formed is referred to in medicine as a micropenis.
Nice.
Thanks, Wikipedia. I want to
get the micro machines guy out.
An important consideration, mm-hmm. No statistically significant correlation between penis size and the size of other body parts has been found in research.
Oh.
So, you know, if you like see someone that has big hands or big feet, that's not necessarily a sign that you're going to have a big wiener. There are other factors in addition to genetics, such as the presence of endocrine disruptors can affect penis growth.
I don't know what any of that means. So if your
endocrine system is upset, then you might not grow at the right time.
What is your endocrine system?
Isn't that kidneys and stuff?
I mean, this is what happens. See, we get reliant on gravy.
Yeah, I was right. Woo!
Nice!
Yeah, it's a network of glands and organs that produce and release hormones. Hormones is the funniest because I've been a child, it's always whore and moans.
Yes, as two words. Hormones.
I saw that movie once. It was cool.
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, so it's more than just your kidneys are part of it, but it's your thyroid, your thymus, your pituitary gland, your adrenal glands, your pancreas, hypothalamus, pineal gland. Yeah, I got a huge pineal gland. Isn't that
pineal gland?
I think that's the tube thing that we were just talking about. I think that's
vast deference.
I think that's a math term. I think that's So when we come back, we'll do This Week in Dreams. How about that, Siege? Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Siege, you sent me the funniest thing to talk about on Nerd Talk Plus, and I have thought about it a lot, and I wanted to wait until Brandon was here to talk about it because I think this would also make him giggle a lot. But it's specifically very important to me that it came from Fox News. I think this is the funniest. And I wasn't, you know, let's think of an example of some other things, like looks maxing, like on TikTok and stuff. I see this where people are trying to, like, I don't know what it is. Like, you're trying to, like, you get the Botox and the lip injections and stuff because your looks maxing. You're trying to, like, make yourself look, I don't know. And I think you can do part of that in the gym, and then part of it is done artificially and kind of lame or whatever, right? What are some other things that you can do, like, maxing? Like, what are some of the other, like, I don't know why it won't come to
mind.
Girth maxing. I've been girth maxing.
Bat maxing. I know there's, like, all sorts of, there's a ton of that. And see, that's one thing I want to look up. That's, I'm going to ruin my browser right now.
Soft maxing, non-surgical reversible methods like skincare, adopting a consistent hair care routine, teeth whitening, grooming. Oh yeah. Okay. I'm familiar with that. Hard maxing, which is extreme other surgical interventions to alter underlying bone or skeletal structure.
What the hell is personality maxing?
This is a sleep maxing, optimizing sleep, gym or fitness maxing, health maxing.
Weed maxing?
I mean, this is just like...
This is just like doing whatever you want to the fullest.
It seems almost like, but not to the fullest, to like a problematic level. It feels like it's like
friction maxing. Wow.
Riz maxing. But things took a weird twist when you sent me an article specifically from Fox News.
I figured that Republican Gerg would get a kick out of it.
Something. What was it? Was the term ball maxing?
Balls maxing. Ball maxing. Yes.
Sorry. Thank you. Yes. I wasn't sure if it was testicle maxing or ball maxing.
Oh, no. Definitely ball maxing.
Now,
have to use the colloquial term.
What the hell is going on? Is it soft or is it hard maxing?
Well, it depends on if you get the proper stuff. I think what is actually happening. You didn't read the article, Greg?
I specifically texted you to ask if you could be on top of this one, and then said you shame me. How dare you?
No. I mean, I wanted you to read the article either way.
Well, I wanted to learn about it from you. So
you said be ready to go on balls maxing, and I said ready. Like, buddy, I don't get ready. I stay for ready. This. We're going live to our chief ball maxing correspondent in Miami, Florida.
Hey, that tattoo on your bicep looks real good, man.
Which one?
That one right there, that orca that you have.
Oh, the orca? Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't even know I could see. I can't see to my screen.
Yeah, you like raised up to like scratch your head or something like that. And I saw
oh, yeah.
pretty I sick
work on that.
Okay.
Hat.
Sorry. That's oh, probably no the, that's probably
Chief
the
Paul Maxson correspondent.
Yeah, yeah. We now go live to Miami, Florida, just outside Miami, Florida, to Chief Ballmaxon correspondent, Siege.
So today we're actually in Hialeah, Florida, outside of my friend's garage, where we're injecting silicone and tire inflation stuff into our what? Testicles. No. That is something that is done down here. There's a, occasionally there is, you know, garage plastic surgery.
Oh,
by, you know, unlicensed surgeons.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Hi, yeah. Dr. Nick.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, it's there was a huge story about this. This woman was injecting like silicone and like tire inflation filler and stop leak into people's butts. And she ended up getting arrested.
Yeah, when, that's good. That's well.
It was
first
only
of all,
when something went wrong, but I mean, she had like 1,000 customers. Because I mean,
first of all, if you're the type of person who goes to someone's garage to get the BBL done,
it's amazing.
You don't deserve what happens to you, but you also don't deserve my sympathy. I think as a culture, I don't think we need to feel bad for you because
it's called FAFO. You
yeah.
know, the results happen. There are consequences.
Or in the South, you call it bless your heart.
Bless your heart. spend slightly more dollars and go to, you know, Tijuana or Belize or
yeah.
somewhere in South America.
I feel like, not Portugal, but Brazil. They speak Portuguese there.
Brazil is amazing.
It's like the capital of plastic surgery on the planet, or at least it was.
It's also the capital of Brazilian butts. So they know what they're doing down there.
Hey, I got a question before we go further into ball maxing.
Okay.
I know what a BBL what it stands for, the mm-hmm. Brazilian butt lift, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you know what they do? Like what? How does that work? And also, you know that one guy that is on the internet with a huge butt, and like at the beginning of the pandemic, he was like doing all his Zoom calls while he was like riding a motorcycle, jumping off of stuff with a green mm-hmm. screen behind him or whatever.
Yeah.
That guy, what's going on with that guy's butt too? Two part question.
Think he's actually just wearing a,
like a prosthetic.
He's actually, yeah. Just like a prosthetic butt.
There's Frank something. Frank with the big butt.
Frank with the big butt. Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah. His name is Frankie LaPena. I don't know how mm-hmm. he says it, but La Pena,
probably. Or La Pinga.
Real? What's up with Frankie the Penny, the butt guy? Massive popularity on platforms like TikTok, performing activities such as Zoom meetings while skydiving or playing football while wearing the exaggerated prosthetic. Okay. I'm glad to know that that is not surgical, that he's just wearing a giant butt pad or whatever. But people get surgery to make their butts bigger, right?
Oh, yeah, man. It's actually the most dangerous surgery out there, BBLs. Mm. Kanye West's mom died from getting a BBL.
God damn it. You can't tell me it was for medical reasons, you know? It wasn't necessary.
Well, I mean, I would say it's an elective surgery. But
if she wants to get cracked, she wants to have a big old butt.
See, going back to the whole objectification thing, it was a medically necessary surgery for some people. Yeah, man, BBLs. So they suck fat out of some places and inject it into other places.
Oh.
Some people do, they're like silicone pads.
Yeah.
Like I've seen one of my friends who... had a kind of botched surgery, had a like silicone implant that was loose and she could actually flip it in her skin.
Gross.
Yeah, it was totally gross, but I made her do it like 100
tire
times.
Filler.
Yeah. But yeah, the real good ones are basically like you take fat from one place and put it in another and you sculpt it kind of perfectly.
Wow. Okay. So anyway, ball maxing, you inject stuff into your nuts?
Surgilube. You know that, like, it's like the saline, it's like saline kind of lubricant, kind of filler type stuff. Some people, when they're preparing to get breast augmentation, they get the saline injected into their chest gradually to kind of stretch out the skin and get everything properly before they can fill, like, large implants. It's also some of the stuff that's trust me, I'm a doctor. I'm a scientist. So everything here, don't listen to that
don't
disclaimer.
Don't trust any of this. Yeah, this, none of this is random.
But yeah, it's like basically a saline.
Yeah, like you would filler for like a breast implant or something.
Yeah,
like
that, maybe. it's a saline mixture. I mean, believe it's actually called Surgilube, and they're
just jamming a needle into their nut and
see the thing with that sucker. The thing that I found out after going deeper into this article, because I've heard about this before, and I've actually seen ball maxed balls.
Oh boy.
I just thought that they were filling up, like, you know, the
with a bicycle scrotum. Pump.
Bike pump. I thought they were actually just filling up the scrotum with the Surgilube stuff.
Yeah.
And just kind of like ballooning it out, you know, just whatever. And, but apparently they're going into the actual testicle. I don't even like saying it.
When you get a vasectomy, which you should definitely have done already, Siege, like it's crazy that you have.
I had like four of them. It's all good.
No. when you get a vasectomy done, the first thing that the guy does, first of all, he is way too comfortable with being around my junk. It was like real weird. he was cool. Don't get me wrong. He wasn't weird about it, but
listen,
I was just
if he was weird about it, that would be kind of telling like, about see he could be weird about it in a couple of different ways.
How many times a day do you think a guy is like, shoot me straight, doc, what am I working with down here, you seem bigger, whatever? How many times a day does he have to do that?
I would do it every time. If I had the same doctor, I'd ask him every time. I'm like, check it out, talk to me about myself.
You're a medical professional. I need a measurement.
Don't use paper.
The first thing they do is for the shot that they give you to the anesthetic is he flicks you with like a, I don't know what he actually did, but the sensation is like being flicked with a rubber band in the nuts. And that feels bad.
Yeah. Okay? It's like getting flicked in the ear, but in the balls.
Yeah. And then everything goes numb. And then I was like, I can still feel stuff. And he was like, let's do it again. And I felt the second one too. And I was like, oh God, this is terrible. Then it was great after that. No big deal. Like, he could have been out down there motorboating away. I would have had no idea except for the sound and the discomfort of me giggling. But
whoa, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. I imagine that if you were going to ball max, you would need to do that, because I can't just jam a needle into my nuts.
I mean, I don't know. I think part of it is like the sensation of it. I just found that you can get Surgilube on Amazon.
and it's not hard to come by a hypodermic needle. So,
I've got so many of those.
Just fine.
Oh, man, I should drop ship you some.
No.
To the station.
No, you could send me so many other better things than that. Like, I don't know what anyone would
just
do with it.
Just leave it out on the desk.
With a note that says, for ball maxing.
Gergs, do not touch.
Yeah, do not touch.
I'm trying to look. I was finding the article here, and Surgilube, sterile water soluble surgical lubricant. It's basically a thickening gel, a lubricant, and an antiseptic.
Gel is awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, the weird thing about it is that it gets absorbed into the body after a while. So it's a temporary thing.
So then you have to ball max again?
People have to keep doing it. Yeah. So listen to this. So here's a little excerpt from the article. Ball maxers have no intention of slowing down, even after injuries.
Ew.
Marcus says he once got his scrotum stuck in the toilet. After inflating it with 2 liters of the saline. Oh my God. It tore the skin, which became a blister. It was a bit painful, he says. I'm actually recovering from that, but within a few weeks, everything is healed, and Marcus was plowing on. I'm thinking a little bigger will be
plowing
nice.
Plowing is not an okay way of saying that, Fox News. Come on.
It's great.
It is great.
I'm thinking A little bigger will be nice, he says. I plan to add 30 cubic centimeters of Surgilube to his left ball sack and 20 to the right. That should be perfect, is the quote. Oh, man.
That guy is sticking a needle into his... Does he have an Instagram?
Wait a second. What is 30 cubic centimeters?
Yeah, because like...
In bees.
Or just in general. Like how many... I need liters to be able to understand it because we grew up in an era of having 2-liter bottles of pop, you know? Like it was... now that you don't see that anymore. Let's or whatever, see. But...
Oh, wow. That's right. A cubic centimeter is equal to 30 milliliters, which is, what is that? 30 bees. So I don't believe that.
How many bees does he have in his balls?
I mean, I think he's adding at least 50 bees to his balls.
And when you touch them, they purr.
But let me see. How many milliliters
in a bee
are the average test? 25 milliliters. Huh, nice.
So
So 25, so he's adding 50, so he's volume. Like 75.
No, but it's 25 each, right?
Yeah, 25 each. So yeah, he's doubling one and doubling plus the other one.
What an idiot.
Wow. This is crazy. So essentially, if he's adding 50 to 50.
I have 5 other stories to get to that we've just talked about.
He's got 100 bees in his pants. Just in balls. Isn't that how many bees Brandon can fit in his mouth?
No, I think it's only 50 that he can fit in his mouth. So, yeah. Therefore, Brandon cannot fit this guy's bees in his mouth. I said what I said.
We've done 45 minutes
on dicks. But I'll give us credit for once, Siege. Like, it was... All of it was like, at least it was like sort of sourced and it wasn't super speculative. We're like doing science for once.
This is all sourced. This is, thank you, Fox News.
Let us never say that again.
That's a new sentence for me. A
brand new sentence. Oh, that is rich.
Yeah.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin.
Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay. Now we will do some speculation here, okay? Because this is a story that doesn't have to do with how many bees Brandon can fit in his mouth or Gergerth, okay? This is crazy to me. Guess the percentage of people in the world who have green eyes. What is the percentage of people in the world with green eyes?
That's such a hard question because I have been told most of my life that I have green eyes and then some people classify them as hazel. And then some people say they're blue green and they're changed because my eyes change colors. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but I would say maybe something like 5%. Cause I don't meet that many people that have green eyes.
Yeah. Your intuition is spot on. About 10,000 years ago, there was some sort of genetic mutation that happened. And they think, used to have brown eyes.
Hell yeah. That's my weakness.
Brown-eyed gals? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they think that everyone used to have brown eyes. And then this mutation happened, and we got other things. We got green eyes, we got blue eyes, and a few other things, right? The world's population.
That in genetics class.
The world's population. 2% of people have green eyes.
Really?
Only 2% of people genetically have green eyes. However, in the United States, 9% of the population has green eyes. What is that? Is it Irish people have green eyes? Is that what it is?
You look at a lot of the UK in general, and there's a lot of red hair and green eyes.
Yeah.
Is that where a genetic mutation came from? Is it from Loch Ness?
People banging a dinosaur and then...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Also, how come the UK's Godzilla is so weak? Like, it's so weak, dude.
Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster sucks compared to Godzilla. Japan
Loch Ness Monster is literally just a whale penis.
I got it. Let's nuke the...
Oh my God, I think we've discussed this before. Let's go nuke a whale penis, the Loch Ness Monster. Get an Irish Godzilla?
Yeah.
Gingerzilla.
Oh, dude.
Oh, with green eyes.
He just says a lot.
His atomic breath is just Guinness.
Headbutts you instead. And that's like, if you survive that, then he likes you. Hates jokes about leprechauns. Yeah, awesome.
But loves rainbows and gold.
and potatoes. Anyway. Wow, we've really gone places
hates
today.
The English.
Yeah, oh, don't we all?
Yeah.
I want to run this by that Garen guy who, you ever see that guy?
Yeah.
Who's always like, stop sending me this! You goddamn Americans! <They're> like,
follow me, I'm beautiful, or whatever.
Follow me, I'm delicious.
I'm delicious.
I love him so much. He just released an album. It's not for me, but it's, I'm really proud of him. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Well, like I said, I literally have... Hold on, I'm trying to find the sheet.
How many friends do you have with green eyes?
I have one, two, three, four, five, six stories that we didn't get to for our talk today. Should I pick one?
Should we run through them all?
Space scientists have discovered a small planetoid out past Neptune that appears to have an atmosphere.
Yeah, I saw this.
It's smaller than the distance between Vancouver, BC and Portland. This planetoid is, it's not spherical. Now people get mad because it's a trans-Neptunian object. Now, listen, for everybody that loved that Fox News story, when we say trans here, okay, it means
don't come here for the Fox News. This is not what we're, it's not what we mean.
And so, no, the trans-Neptunian is
between Neptune and Pluto. We get it.
It means beyond Neptune, okay, but within the solar system.
Oh, my bad.
There's a bunch of dwarf planets and planetoids and stuff out there that exist, and Pluto was one of them. And Pluto cannot clear its own orbit.
Did we kill Pluto?
It was a planet, sorry. It still exists. But Pluto only met two of the qualifiers to be a planet, and that was spherical in size.
Your girth.
One other that I don't remember. And then it can't clear its own orbit, which means that it is affected. Its orbit is not a straight path, or not straight, but it's not like a consistent curve around the sun. It goes in between planets and gets its path affected by that. So it doesn't, it is too affected by the bigger planets around it. I'm not doing a great science job of that, but that's roughly the idea there. And so they declassified Pluto because if they say Pluto's a planet, then they have to look at like about 200 other planets. Yeah. There's Ceres and in the inner planets, there's a couple of the moons of Jupiter that could be considered for it. I think Mimas is another one. And then you get out to the
Ceres is the biggest though, right?
Yeah. And there's as the British say, ice geysers on it. Geysers.
Nice.
But if you get out past like Pluto and stuff, there's Mahi Mahi and Make Make. That's what it is. Make Make. And a few others that were discovered by the telescopes in Hawaii. They get
I can't remember it. The one named after the Centauride.
What?
That's
right.
The professor in Brooklyn last week.
Yeah, that's too bad. I'm just kidding.
We're also sorry to your coworkers again.
Yeah, if you're still here, we love you. And your coworkers. And Siege says what's up.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. If you do too many of these, then you end up with a bunch of planets that we can't keep track of and then no one cares anymore. Not that most people care anyway. But this specific one has an atmosphere, and it's tiny, something like just a few hundred miles in diameter.
Hell yeah.
Much smaller than Pluto or anything else, but it's out there and it's got an atmosphere. And the way that they can tell is because the planet, when it goes in front of a star, if it doesn't have an atmosphere, the star blinks out and then comes back after it transits in front of it. But if it has an atmosphere, then it gets hazy first because the atmosphere filters the light that comes through, and so they can be like, oh, there's an atmosphere around this thing. They think one of two things could have happened. One is that something smashed into it and now it's settling because there's enough gravity for it to gather stuff around it does not have enough gravity to be spherical, so that's it couldn't be a planet. But it might have this atmosphere. The other thing that it could be...
It's not spherical?
It's, you know how the moons of Mars are chunks that are not spherical, but they're like rounded, but they're not spherical. They're not
like asteroids to me.
Yeah. They're just trapped in Mars's orbit, Phobos. The other one. Deimos, is that what it is?
Deimos.
But this planet...
Dímelos, mi gente.
It is not, they don't think it's spherical, but it does have an atmosphere on it. So it's either that something smashed into it and it's still settling, or they think that there might be ice volcanoes that are erupting, creating a continued presence of atmosphere.
I want ice volcanoes. I am on team ice volcano.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dog. That's what I want too.
Oh my God. Could you imagine jumping into an ice volcano? Would you rather jump into an ice volcano or a fire volcano?
Fire volcano. Lava's the best. But I like lava because it, lava don't give a you know, it's like, it's the destructive power is also what creates. It's what people like when they say that, you know, their God is benevolent or whatever, except for if you're a Muslim or whatever, then it's not like that's the what they're getting at is the raw awesome power of what the earth can do to you. And but earth isn't judging, it's just like, stay away, dummy. And I'm like, ha ha ha. And then it's like, well, now you're going to become part of an island someday.
Nice.
And I really appreciate that about lava. So ice
is like the polar opposite. Of course, ice is the complete opposite, where it would like freeze you exactly as you are.
Oh.
Until
unfrozen caveman lawyer. Unfrozen nerd talk podcast.
Oh my God.
Thousands of years
jumped in there.
Yeah. And then in like 3,000 years, they unpause and just make us talk for a living. This is the dream. See, you've changed my mind. I love.
We would be in our own zoo. Oh, we'd get a ball pit finally.
Oh, God. And a ball maxed pit.
A ball maxing pit.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later, when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.